Fiat shows off a cool crossover. Toyota unveils the ugliest van you ever done seen. And how you should disable those dangerous Takata airbags. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
This is Autoline Daily for October 30th, 2014. Weeks ago, we told you that Sergio Marchionne was probably going to spin off Ferrari in a stock offering, and yesterday he made it official. In fact, this all goes back to Sergio getting rid of Luca Montezemolo, the longtime CEO of Ferrari. That cleared the decks for the Ferrari IPO. Analysts believe Fiat Chrysler Automobiles will raise over $1 billion with this move. FCA is also going to sell mandatory convertible bonds to raise another $2.5 billion. Mandatory convertible bonds means you must convert those bonds into stock at some point. And news of all that money coming in pushed FCA stock up 19% in yesterday's trading, making those bonds look all the more attractive. Sergio needs this money badly. His five-year plan calls for FCA to spend nearly $12 billion a year. What's next? We think lemonade stands, bake sales, and a paper drive could all be under consideration. But most of that cash will come from operations. And Fiat Chrysler Automobiles' third quarter earnings came in looking pretty good. Sales rose over 9% to more than 1 million vehicles. And make no mistake, the Jeep brand is the horsepower behind that. Revenue shot up 12% to more than 23 billion euros. Earnings before income taxes were up a strong 7%, but the net profit dropped slightly to only 188 million euros. Speaking of Fiat, the company just took the wraps off a bizarre-looking concept at the Sao Paulo Auto Show, and they are calling it the FCC4. It was developed by the company's Latin American design team and is meant to show off a possible new design language for the brand. There really aren't any other details about the car, but from the looks of it, probably safe to say we won't see anything quite like this in production anytime soon. And in other ugly design news, Toyota just launched a new premium minivan in Japan called the Esquire. As you can see from the pictures, it has a front end only a mother could love. Two engines are offered, a 1.8-liter hybrid and a 2-liter gasoline engine, both of which are mated to a CVT. There are 7- and 8-seat versions, and it's offered in front and four-wheel drive. The Esquire carries a starting price around $24,000, and Toyota is aiming to sell about 4,000 a month in Japan. If you're in the market for a luxury sport SUV and price is no object, BMW just pulled the wraps off the M versions of the X5 and X6. And as with every M model, things are stepped up a notch. Both vehicles are equipped with twin-turbocharged 4.4-liter V8 engines, which saw power and torque increase, and they're mated to a new 8-speed torque converter automatic. 0 to 60 hits in just 4 seconds. The exterior and interior keep their same overall theme, but as you'd expect, they get unique M touches like larger front air intakes and soft, fine-grained leather options. Both vehicles also get a retuned and modified suspension, along with performance brakes, but they don't come cheap. A base all-wheel drive X5 starts at around $55,000, but the M tops the scales at just under $100,000. And the X6 M is over $40,000 more than its base counterpart. It costs a little over $103,000. Coming up next, we have a solution for owners of vehicles with Takata airbags who cannot get a replacement.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Now let's take you back inside the Autoline garage where we have a NHTSA-approved way of disabling those nasty Takata airbags.
Autoline Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone, Your journey, our passion.
By now, I'm sure we're all well aware of Takata's airbag recall, which affects almost 8 million U.S. vehicles and more than 16 million globally. In the next 4 months, Takata hopes to have 1.5 million replacement airbags ready for those vehicles. But that clearly isn't enough. So what's someone to do if they have an affected vehicle, can't get a replacement airbag right away, and are really worried what could happen if they get in a crash? Well, there's a few options. First would not be to drive the vehicle at all. But how many people can really afford that luxury? Not many, I'm sure. If it were me that had one of these vehicles, and I was really concerned, I'd probably just disconnect the airbags altogether until I could get the replacement. But I have the necessary resources, skill, and knowledge on how to do it. And I would never recommend that the average person attempt to disconnect an airbag. There's just way too big of a risk of something going wrong and someone getting hurt. But what about a dealership or repair shop doing it? I think you may end up being hard-pressed to find one that's even willing, because the safety and legal ramifications are just too high. And it's possible that a shop could still be held legally accountable if something happened, even after you signed a waiver. Not to mention that you're going to have to pay out of pocket to get the work done, which, depending on the vehicle, could be hundreds of dollars. But there is one other option, which is legal, I might add. An airbag on-off switch can be installed. Unfortunately, you're going to have to jump through a few hoops to get it done. First off, you will have to read a brochure from NHTSA called Airbags and On-Off Switches, Information for an Informed Decision. Then you'll have to fill out and submit a request form to NHTSA. And once you get an authorization letter from NHTSA, you can take it to an authorized dealer or repair shop to have the switch installed. Again, you'll have to pay out of pocket for the switch. But if you're willing to have the airbags disconnected, why not go this route? And I'd try getting Takata to foot the bill, or at least reimburse you. For Autoline Garage, I'm Sean McElroy.
If you think an airbag on-off switch is right for you, here's a link where you can get all the information. And then don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours tonight. One of the topics we'll get into is my lunch with racing legend Dan Gurney yesterday. I got some great stories out of that. Also joining us is David Johnson, the CEO of Acades Power, talking about their revolutionary engine design. So join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best stories of what's happening in the automotive industry. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching.